There's a big raccoon above, and the night's just made for love. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. It twinkled in your eye, it's daring me to try. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. Baby, can't see I'm waiting for you to make up your mind. No use in hesitating, can't you see we're wasting time? Don't you think the love's grand? It would be your lover, man. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. Smile. Would you like to spoon a while? Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. And I like the way you kiss. Oh, let's go on like this. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. Baby, can't see I'm waiting for you to make up your mind. No use in hesitating, can't you see we're wasting time? Don't you think the love is grand? If it be your lover, man, baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. Baby, can't you see I'm waiting? You to make up your mind, so use and hesitating. Can't you see we're wasting time? Don't you think that love is grand? Let me be your lover, man. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing. Baby, I'm ready, if you're willing.
Old Johnny Horton number. Normally in a typical show of ours, this would be the point where I'd do a kind of a commercial announcement, tell you about our CDs and stuff, but I don't know, the weather's so nice. We want to get in as much music as we can. We'll spare you all the crass commercialism. Now what I would have said normally is that we've got some CDs over in the merchandise tent, our brand new one. Lonely Comes Easy, and these guys, we've all got some solo albums in there and things like that. Stop on over. You might stop over there and sign them if you want. Yeah. So that's, normally, that's what you would have heard here from the stage, but we'll just skip it. I want to do a song for Memorial Day right now. And this is written by Miss Dixie and Tom T. Hall. Really, legendary songwriters, but now my landlords. I'm not doing this out of obligation, it's just a fact. But they wrote this song and they played it for me the day that they wrote it. And they said, come over here, we want you to hear this song. And I felt really honored that they would think to call me. Turns out they called everybody they knew, but I lived closest, so I got there sooner and I was able to record it. But it's a sad story about you'll hear the phrase a lot this weekend, ultimate sacrifice, but this is a guy who gave his life and the story of how that impacted his family and his town in eastern Kentucky. It's called A Hero in Harlem.